Blog Talk Radio.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio Live.
What's up, world? This is your girl, Princess Jazzy, and you have now tuned in to Tell All Radio, where we talk sex, love, relationships, and everything in between. So, just tune in, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Every Wednesday night, Tell All Radio.
Color of a bathing pit. Got a spot in every state. Dalmatian bitch. Got this young money, old money.
money. Ain't do a feature that wasn't on Billboard, honey. Nope. Kingston, Remo, Waterhouse, Jungle, Barbie. Man, I've enough gal in a
bar. Tell me what you want, yeah. Money outside the road, yeah. Yeah, you give me the prices with me, everything in my life. Yeah, we don't swap it all, yeah. Money take all around, yeah. Yeah, you give me the prices, hold me, everything in my life. Like a fat boy, bunny boy, woo, 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 woo. Girl, bunny back and see a boom, 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 boom. Bring back a one night, the fat will come, come. But I run back and ask me, I get my boom, boom. See him, they want that control. My life, like a fast bike, money roll, boom, 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 boom. Girl, money back and see a boom, boom. Money back and one night, the fat boom, boom. But a rap and tell me I'm out to walk my boom. Still the boat a control. I'm a little fire, she wants, she likes to all. And it's a more fun, more fun, still she grown up. Still be running by, but got me walking wall, yeah. Put me things out around, yeah. Y'all don't give me the time to hold me, never get seen in my life. Yeah, me do swap it all, yo. Put me arms right around, yo. Yeah, you give me like it's all me ever get seen in my life. Yeah, me wife it up, squeeze, yo. Put me thing right around, yo. Yeah, you give me like it's all me ever seen in my life. Oh, behind them try and me no care. Me take it any time, any day. You know this fear, so me no care. Long as a woman, I will be there. Me want a girl that can wine for me really good. I'm gonna feel it. Show me that you can girl. Yeah, me want me warrior, yeah. Put me arms right around, yeah. Yeah, you give me the tightest grip me ever get seen in my life. Yeah, me just want me warrior, yeah. Put me thing all around, yeah. Yeah, you give me the tightest hold me ever get seen in my life.
Good evening, good evening, and thank you for tuning in. This is the one and only host of your favorite show, Tell All Radio, your girl Princess Jazzy, here to take your mind on a stimulating, relaxing journey. I am joined by my lovely co-host, Sexy K.
What's up? What's up? I'm here.
That's good. And the special guest host, Prince.
Hey, what's happening?
How are you guys feeling tonight?
Good.
Oh, we're good. Got a good nap in, so I'm good.
Good. So you wide awake. So you ready?
Yeah.
That's good.
Shout out to
I'm
all
the homies. What?
You get his shout out on early. Go ahead now.
Hey, man. Ladies, if your man's playing a video game, leave him alone. I'm trying to black. You
know? Whatever.
Nah. Y'all need to get off that video game. You know what I mean? I'm feeling great because I'm super excited about the show. Tonight we have a lot of interesting twists and turns that I'm sure you will enjoy.
But before I get into any details, as always, I have to get my shout out on. First and foremost, shout out to my Lord and Savior. Without you, I am nothing, and with you, there are endless possibilities. Also to my wonderful, amazing team, the Symphony Radio team. You guys definitely keep me on my toes and are no doubt amazing individuals. I love you guys. Definitely. Also, last but not least, shout out to the Tell All Radio family. You guys who've been rocking out with us from the beginning. When I was all, hi, my name is Jasmine, and I'm a single mother. And to all the newcomers, I love you guys and appreciate you so much. Hugs and kisses. Okay, you guys, I got called up. Got called up. My bad. Got sidetracked. Yeah, see, what happened was the way my phone is set up, if I move my face a little bit, it'll switch over. You know, y'all know them damn touch screens. I don't know why they make them things. Thank you for the conversation. What was the last thing y'all heard? See, I thought this show was going to be so smooth and easygoing, and it's fucking up already. Already fucking up. All right. We're going to jump into the word of the day, which is stimulation. And instead of giving y'all the definition, because I'm sure everyone knows what stimulation means, I'm going to use it in a sentence.
wait.
Don't laugh.
You know, that's what's up, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I'm trying to switch it up a little bit. You know what I mean? Well, my sentence for you guys is, let me think, a good sentence to get you guys stimulated. Whenever he puts his finger on my blank, stimulates my body. I'm just going to let y'all feel in y'all own words. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to let y'all do that. Hopefully y'all thinking what I'm thinking. You know what I mean?
Don't use your finger. Your tongue works better.
Tongue, finger, anything you want to do. You know what I mean? Anything. You want to put a coin up in there?
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's up to you. Definitely. All right, you guys. Tonight is Rasta night. We're going to be playing some of the hottest reggae joints that get you live and dancing. Reggaeton is definitely one of my favorite genres of music, so get ready for that. Also, the topic for tonight is how much is too much in a relationship? Yes, we're going to be talking about sex, which is also one of my favorite topics to discuss. It must be the Capricorn in me that likes that type of stuff. But, you know, don't judge me. Also tonight, we're going to play a little game I like to call Rock the Boat. Ladies versus the gentlemen. So call up and join your team. And right now, we're going to get into some more music because I'm feeling like I want to shake something. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, let the games begin. We're going to jump into some Beanie Siegel. Beanie Man. I'm talking about Beanie Siegel. Beanie Man. Dude, one of my favorite songs. Make it up, people. Dude, let's go. Tell All Radio.
You want a proper pick? Call me. You want to get your kick? Call me. You want your G6? Call me. May I be remix? Call me. From the other days, like I play some boy, I play. You hear the girls calling, you hear the girls calling, you hear the girls crying out. It's a beat.
I want a dude with the wickedest plan. I need a 1, 2, 3, holla man.
you love it, holla at me one time. Holla at me if you want the wicked death wine. I know it's been a while, but baby, never mind. Cause tonight, tonight, me a give you the whole line, yo. Satisfaction on every girl dream. Me love to put it on, make them wiggle and scream. Well, me get a call from sexy machine. She leave a message for me and sign my scene. She said, baby,
I want a dude with the wickedest slang. I need a 1, 2, 3, how I'm mad.
A man fi put her in a chance. A man enough fi turn around and make she belly dance. Road boy love you with a little romance. She want to get wild but she never had a chance. Well, she said she never had it so deep. So right now I'm the man she definitely wanna keep. Her ex-boyfriend used to come and drop her sleep. That's when me fear just started. She said, baby,
I wanna do the wickedest
plan.
I need a 1, 2, 3, holla man.
She prefers, she wants a man who makes she fly like birds. She wants a real man, she don't want a nerd. She wants you to give her a good mark, me word. I'm not a perv, but me makes she serve. She wants the rock killer well long till the curve. Her ex-boyfriend ain't got the nerve. I've all her weight and she not get served. So she said,
I want a dude with the wickedest slang. I need a 1, 2, 3, how I'm mad. I want a dude who is time to the fan.
Love it, holla at me one time. Holla at me if you want the wickedest wine. I know it's been a while, but baby, never mind. Cause tonight, tonight, me, I give you the whole nine, yo. Satisfaction of every girl dream. Me love to put it on with every girl and scream. Me get a call from sexy machine. She leave a message from the inside machine.
I want to do the wickedest slam. I need a 1, 2, 3, holla man. I want to do it who is time to the fan.
A man fi put her in a chance. A man don't know fi turn around and make she belly dance. Road boy love you with a little romance. She want to get wild but she never had a chance. Well, she said she never had it so deep. So right now I'm the man she definitely wanna keep. Her ex-boyfriend used to come and drop her sleep. That's when me fear just started. She said, baby,
I wanna do the wickedest slam. I need a 1, 2, 3, holla man. I wanna do it who is time to the fan.
This a survival story, true ghetto story. This is my story, real ghetto story. Hey, I remember those days when hell was my home. When me and mama bed was a big piece of foam. And me never like fade and my ear never comb. When mama gonna work me, go street or roam. I remember when Danny them get my snow cone. And make him lick a bread at them, kick up Jerome. I remember when we visit them with pure big stone. And if boy Danny pop out something with full chrome. I remember when we run, but I get him knee blown. And my best friend Richie get doing I'm dome. I remember Bus of the avenue turning a war zone. And Mikey mother fly mode, cause she get alone. But Mikey got too far in and got on Al Capone. Make one leap of money and send me no one. Now we a lot the city and that is well known. Yesterday Mikey called me from my phone. Mr. Mikey, we get the thing them. Them out of luck now. Me squeeze 7 and the whole of them I don't know. We have one leap of extra clip cause we not broke now. We get the thing them, so them a feel right way. Cause we are taking to them wicked up lately. I know the whole community I live greatly. I remember about 80 Jamaica explode when a Trinity and Tony with them a run road. That a long before Leng, them an even bigger fold. When Adams them a corporal, no know the road code. I remember when we robbed the Chinese shop down the road. And Huma Abbott said the Chinese man have a soul. But we did have a one pop when we caught a boat. So you know the next day, mama for two of a load. I remember when we skipped the poll clerks and dumped the ballot box on the valley outskirts. And all a plane ticket and go chill over turks. When me come back, I still in a the hole, me alerts. I remember those days when informer dirks get 1 in 9 face and me no get no perks. Had the bigger S, them are a couple of jerks. Cause of them, I make the money when I we must the works. But we get the thing, them out of luck now. Me squeeze 7 and the whole of them are duck now. We have a leap of extra clicker, we no broke now. Hey, we get the thing them, so them a furious we. Cause we are taking to them wicked up lately. I know the whole community a live greatly. Jamaica gets through to greed and glutton. Politics manipulate and press youth button. But we rich now, so them can't tell man nothing. Cause we are make my money and fish and mutton. Hey, over there so make me tell you no something. To me they are foreign now, a guy kill me cousin. And me a said he did that, but him said him wasn't. Anytime me fly down, him I get more dozen. Cause we get the thing them, them out of luck now. We squeeze 7 and the whole of them are duck now. Me a bully for extra clicker, we no broke now. Hey, we get the thing them, so them a furious we. Cause we are taking to them wicked up lately. I know the whole community a live greatly. I remember those days when hell was my home. When me and mama bed was a big piece of foam. And me never like bathe and my ear never comb. When mama gonna work me go street or roam. I remember when Danny them set my snow cone. And make him lick a bread at them kick up Jerome. I remember when we visit them with pure big stone. And the boy Danny pop out something we full chrome. I remember when we run but I get him knee blown. And my best friend Richie get to win I'm dome. I remember Bassady Avenue turn in a war zone. And Mikey mother fly him out cause she get alone. But Mikey go too far in and go turn Al Capone. Make one leap of money and send me no a one. No a we all have the city and that is well known. Yesterday Mikey called me from my phone. Mr. Mikey
Marcus Productions.
Are you guys? We're back. We're back. I just got finished shaking my butt.
Aww.
You know, trying to get my twerk on. Y'all know I don't know what I'm doing, but I was trying to get my twerk on. We're going to go ahead and jump in right into the topic for tonight, which is how much is too much in a relationship? Yes, we're talking sex. So before we start our game, let me begin with this question.
Mm-hmm.
How many times a day should you have sex with your partner? Now, before y'all say anything, just think about it. The freak in me is wanting it every hour on the hour. So realistically, I'm going to say 3 times a day. Wake me up with the dick. Come to my job and give me the dick. And before we go to sleep, I want the dick. You know what I mean? But that's just me. Everybody is different. Everybody just can't hang. So I'm saying, what do y'all think? How many times should you have sex with your partner a day? Sexy K, Plant, what y'all think?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe once a day if you're still, I don't know.
Who?
I don't, what? What? I don't know.
What?
It depends on how the person feels. Because if you're tired or emotionally stressed about something or something. Well, this is me. If I'm tired or if my brain been running, meaning thinking about something, I'm not going to be in the mood. And most of the time, it's like that. So, with me, I mean, I can do, trust, 2 times a day. But if my brain and me not feeling it,
I don't know about all that. You understand?
I can understand.
I can understand where you're coming from, but my thing
let
is,
me tell you something. If I'm happy all the time, then
yes, all day. Yes,
exactly.
All day. I could be sick. I could be about to die, and I still be horny. I don't know what it is. like I'll be tired. I'll fall asleep on it. That's how
serious.
It's crazy. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know. I'm thinking that three times is good. Any more than that, it must be a special occasion. You know what I mean? You never know.
Look, man. I say do it until you need that A&D on it. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
Exactly.
if you tired and your man want it, if you tired and he want it, and you got a headache or you ain't into it and he want it, just go ahead and toot it up to the side. You know, fall asleep.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You know, lay on the side and let him stick it in and do him. You know what I mean? I understand you. I feel you.
Most that dude, you know what I'm saying? You don't even have to be wet. You know what I'm saying? They got this product called Wet. They sell it at your local porn store. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
At your local Stop and Shop. They got that. Go on and grab your bottle of that. It's not cheap. Not cheap. It's waterproof lubricant. Go ahead, get that. You good to go.
OMG, you are too much right now, but I feel you. I feel you, okay?
Man.
Sometimes, ladies, you have to make a sacrifice. If your man don't get it from you, he might get it from somewhere.
I'm telling you right now, ladies, dudes want it all the time. When y'all niggas sneak out and go to work and the house is empty, first thing we going to do is grab a laptop and get out and go on.
Exactly. So, you guys, if you're just tuning in or you need to hear the question again, the question was, how many times a day did you have sex with your partner? Call up and give us the number of times you try to get freaky. The number is 646-478-3599. Call up. Kick it with me. Tell me what you like to do. You like it from the back? You like it from the side? Front? You know what I mean? What's up? You want her to get on top? You want her to ride it? Like, what's good? You know what I mean? Hit me up. Let me know.
And look, man, we ain't talking about regular missionary sex. That's 2013.
Nah, that's boring. You know what I mean?
You got a man, go ahead and throw his dick in your mouth. You got your lady, go ahead and throw your mouth on her pussy. You know what I'm saying? Don't eat it. Suck it. You know what I'm saying? Because I did it a long time. I don't eat pussy. I suck that. You know what I'm saying? Do your chicken baby. You know what I'm saying? Suck them uterus. Suck her cervix out. You know, do that.
You know what? Anyway. Right. If you guys want to suck it, you know, that's one of you guys. Absolutely, do your thing. But make sure you know what you're doing, because I have had some experiences where he didn't really know what was going on. And I had to say, listen, stop. So, make sure y'all know before y'all try it out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Take some lessons or something. They have some stuff on YouTube that tell you kind of how to do it. Look it up.
Study up. You know, study up.
Exactly.
You want to know how to do that? Watch a girl-on-girl flick. You can learn anything you want to know from them. You know,
they know how to do it. They get it in. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They get it in.
You know, don't be
so
scared.
We're going to jump right into the game. Sexy K is representing for the women. Friends, you're representing for the fellas. The rules are simple. I'm going to make a statement or ask a question. You have 5 seconds each to decide if it's more from a woman's perspective or a man's perspective. And again, you guys, you can call in and join the game at any point. Just call the number. The number is 646-478-3599 and press 1. Are you guys ready? Are y'all ready for my questions? Because y'all know I be having some crazy thoughts.
sexy
yeah.
K.
Ready?
Yeah, ready.
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 Are you ready?
Hey, man, I was always ready.
So, basically, like I said, I'm going to say a question or a statement. If I ask you guys a question, you have to tell me who is more likely to do that certain thing that I'm asking. If I say
okay.
a statement, you have to say who's more likely to say something like that, a man or a woman. Okay? And I'm going to tell you guys the answers after you guys answer. Okay? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Question. Who is the freakiest between men and women?
Girl?
Most definitely women.
What you mean? Sneakiest, you said?
No, freakiest. Who like to get down with the get down? You know what
yeah.
I mean? Things
yes.
happen.
Yeah,
women all there.
Okay, both of you guys.
I think girl.
Yes. Yes, both of you guys are correct. Women are the freakiest out of
men. Because y'all mental. Men, we
exactly.
just got to hear. You good. You know, y'all.
We like to visualize and come up with these scenes and all this
nope.
kind of shit.
And besides, when have you been sitting around a group of fellas and heard them go, hey, man, that dude look good with my sequin? But you hear that all the time with females. Oh, she look good.
That's
I might take her home for my man, you know.
Nah,
hey, you know.
I ain't about to do all that now, shit. Strong man. I ain't about to do all that. Now, crossing the line. I was with you until you did.
Hey. You can't blame me for trying now. You can't blame me for reaching.
No, that's some that's
y'all
some
do
freaky
try.
Girls
y'all
now.
Do
that's
try.
Some freaky girls now.
And when they say, now me, I'm not going front, I have thought about it. But when guys be like, yeah, you ever tried girl on girl?
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, I ain't never tried that. They're like, yeah, well, you know what I mean? We should try it at least one time. I ain't never tried it before. I'm trying to see what that be like. I'm like, listen, well, then you're going to have to find you somebody else because we ain't about to do all that. Like, so, I'm stingy.
No.
I don't like to share. No.
Okay.
Statement. Every time I turn around, you asking me for something. Get your own shit. Who is more likely to say that?
Female.
Yeah, girl.
Y'all suck. This game's not even hard. Like, y'all need to stop playing. It's too easy right now, but when we get closer to the end, y'all gonna be like, shit, I don't know. Okay, that was right. Women are most likely to say something like that. Question, who carries the most baggage into a new relationship?
Oh, my Lord. You shouldn't even ask that one. You know, then there's my dude do a song about y'all,
motherfucker. Girl. Whatever. You are correct. Women are most likely to carry the most baggage into a new relationship. Kids or somebody they haven't, you know, gotten completely over, they can always
yeah.
carry that into a new situation.
Mm-hmm.
Statement. We was just kicking it.
Guys.
Who is more likely to say that shit? Niggas.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to say guys. Niggas. Niggas.
Oh, wow.
I mean, let's just
wow.
be real.
Look like somebody heard that statement before, man. You're trying to cut somebody.
Exactly. Question. Who is emotional?
Women all day.
We are. We being
actually, men are more emotional.
Oh, no deal. No deal.
Men are
but
more
you know,
emotional.
Think,
men
you know
are
what?
More emotional.
I think they are. I think my
they
yeah.
Are.
Thinking back at my
no.
husband, yeah. When I be saying sensitive and stuff, I think yeah. I think the guys.
Yeah.
First of all, men
what
don't
you,
we don't hold on. We don't know how
I
to
feel some hostility in your voice.
Emotions. Women are way more emotional than men. Men are logical.
My,
women are emotional. That's just what it boils down to.
Women are emotional about certain situations.
Everything.
We are definitely
everything.
Emotional. But men are whiny ass, emotional ass
yes.
people.
Lord.
Like
yes.
I have never met a man who was not whiny as hell. Never. They whiny, they be like, oh, you don't care about me.
Uh-huh.
That's why I cheated on you, because you wasn't trying to see what's up. All that bullshit. Nobody want
to
hear that. Be a man.
Men don't know
shake
how to
it
handle
off.
Their emotions. We might not know how to handle it, but as far as being an emotional wreck, that's y'all, man.
No, I didn't say y'all were emotional wreck. I just said y'all was
emotional.
Nah, fellas, we not co-signing on that. Don't worry about it. That's not
y'all
going to
cry. Y'all
going to
cry in the bathroom and in the car. I ain't going to cry in front of us, but y'all going to cry. You know what I mean? Okay. Statement.
Hey, go ahead.
I'm in between jobs right now. Who says that bullshit?
Nigga.
If you hear your dude say that, don't sleep alone.
I'm in between jobs right now. Or the way my bank account is set up. Don't try to be like what's his name? What's
that's
the dude's name? Kevin Hart. The way my bank account is set up. Like, no, your ass is just broke as hell, and you don't got no damn job. That's what that is. Sickening and sad. All right, question. In being single, who tends to parent most children at once? Definitely, I think, guys. I'm not saying that the kids live with them or whatever, but you have more guys out here that are like, yeah, I got four different baby mamas. You like,
oh,
what?
No deal.
Like, really?
No deal.
Like,
that
really?
No deal.
Exactly. I'm like, listen, I'm trying to have more kids and you already got four. Like, no, it's not going to work out. Okay, statement. I could leave if I want to. I don't care. Nigga.
That's definitely a dude. That's a dude.
Nigga. Absolutely. Y'all
that,
always
that statement, be, that statement be true, though. That's a true statement right now.
Y'all always threatening to leave. I can go be with Shaniqua if you're going to treat me like this. Y'all want to hear something funny? Okay. So, I was talking to my son's father yesterday, and he was just like, he was mad because I didn't pick up my phone. So, because I didn't pick up my phone, I was
you didn't
bitch.
Pick up your phone on purpose.
No, I was working. So it wasn't like I was just like, oh, I'm not going to pick up my phone. I'm at work. First of all, you don't got no damn job. So
hey,
why is you calling me like I don't have a job?
It
wasn't
an
emergency.
It was an
emergency because he wanted me to come pick up his son. That was the emergency. He was ready for my son to come back home. That was it.
You didn't pick up the phone. Just so you know that man was going to get mad. Pick up the phone, girl.
He got mad. He called me a bitch. Talking about, stop acting like a bitch. I was like, oh, a bitch? Oh, we going to see who the bitch is when I go to the damn courthouse. Oh, we going to see. I'm going to show you a bitch. Okay? I got you, boo. I got you.
I don't co-sign on the sucker move. Fellas, do yourself a favor. If she was good enough to have kids with, she could never be a bitch. So if you call her a bitch,
exactly.
You're a bitch.
It's just kind of like a slap in my face, like, oh, even though you went through 15 hours and 54 minutes of labor, I don't fuck with you like that. It's kind of like, you know, don't try to pretend like, you know, well, I'm not going to go there, but we have a caller who wants to chime in.
Okay.
We're gonna bring them in and see what's up, what's popping. So, all radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Yep. You got one.
Hello?
Turn down your radio.
Hello?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing this afternoon?
Good. How are you?
Go ahead and turn down your radio so we can hear you better, man.
So did you want to join into the conversation? Yes, no, maybe kind of, sort of, a little bit.
Yeah, what's up?
I think are you going to join into the conversation? Okay, so call us back when you get back. I can't understand anything he was saying. So we're going to jump back into a question.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think could do better out a relationship? Men or women?
Can do without.
I definitely think men, yeah, can do without being in a relationship. Definitely men.
Oh, yeah, men, yeah. A girl always.
I think that question that posed to both sexes. It just depends on if you're strong enough to handle that. That's character. That's not what you say.
I really think it's about being strong enough. I feel like it's just sometimes, you know, you don't want to use your toy. You know what I mean? Like, I've been using my toy for a good 3 weeks since I got it.
Hell no.
And it's kind of like, damn, like, I wish I was in a relationship when I could just do it all the time and be good. But shit happens. So, moving on. Statement. Do you really love me? Who is more likely to say that? A man.
That would be men.
Oh, punk ass.
That would definitely be men.
Yes, because I'm asked that about every day. Yeah.
I know. Women, yeah. I ask that all the time. Do you love me? Do you even love me? And then I'd be like, for real? Really? You sure? They'd be like, bitch, didn't I just say yeah? Like, ask me. I'm like, listen, I need to know. Because y'all be lying. All right, you guys, my throat hurts. So that was the end of round one. Women are definitely in the lead of being the most, I don't know the right word to say. I'm going to hold off until I find the right word. I don't want to offend nobody. But we're going to take a quick break. And if you want to join your team, Ladies versus Men, call in 646-478-3599. Don't be afraid to hit that one and stay tuned, because coming up, which I'm super excited about this, we have After Dark Sex Stories with yours truly. It's Tell All Radio. Let's go.
Admire. Where the girls girls them love me body, I want.
Yes,
when me come with the girls them power.
Yes, them
are. Break it down and hear when I hear. And trace our
line.
You watch on
mine,
me a Joe grind.
Right.
You get the money and me kill her with the wine.
Why?
When you're there,
work,
she there for your mind. But she tell your Neptune's theater, daytime.
Clash!
When I write me and I call me and I tell me
what?
That. My brother Richie Poe just hit the jackpot. But through the fashion and the ways and the style we got.
Be
the man of the girls, them sugar. The girls, them world class lover. The girls, them need it.
Simmer.
We love them shape
come
like cigar. Love the girl them by that hour.
Simmer.
Get them ball and cry for them mother.
Simmer.
Now you know me have the girl them power.
Simmer.
Who no cool and lean it to my heart.
Angel,
like a thousand.
My love.
Yeah.
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 came up with the name Tell All Radio because I wanted a network where people could come and be themselves and just wild out, have fun, talk about different situations, be stimulated and relaxed at the same time, voicing their opinions, just having the courage to just do this, just being raw. That's the best way I can put it. What's up, world? This is your girl, Princess Jazzy, and you have now tuned in to Tell All Radio.
All right, you guys, we're back. We're back. And for those of you who are just joining the conversation, the game is Rock the Boat, Men versus Women. I'm going to ask a question or make a statement, and you have to decide if it's more geared towards men or women. You have 5 seconds to lock in your answer, and then I will give you the right answer. Sexy K is representing for the women, and Prince for the men. Are you guys ready? Round two. Are y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
About to get intense. All right, round two. Question. Who tends to worry more about saving money than spending money? Men or women?
Men. Oh,
damn.
Definitely men. Definitely men.
Yeah.
They be like, why you always buying something? You always gotta buy a pair of shoes.
Yeah,
it's like you want us to look good, but you want us to look good for
cheap.
Oh
my God, you hit that so. Oh, that's so
rather,
nice.
You rather look good or live comfortable?
Never. What, Twan? So.
That is why the man is the provider. He's supposed to go out and make the money and
yeah.
take care of the house.
You're right. But at the same time, it's a harder job providing when everything coming in being spent.
just something a man would say. Exactly.
You can't make $10,000 and spend $10,000. That's fucking math right there. You know what I'm
but what if you make $10,000 and then spend $8,000?
Nah, still not good enough.
Definitely men are more to worry about saving money than spending. Mm-hmm. But then you have some guys who just be blowing money. Like, this is what kills me. You get mad at me because I want to buy a pair of shoes, but you can go to the club and throw bills all over the place. You know what I mean?
Up,
and make it rain. And you can make it rain on hoes. I can't buy a pair of shoes.
You talking about the wrong type of dude. The only bitch I'm making it rain on is gonna be on my TV screen. I'm gonna throw the money at the porn show on TV screen, you know, and then pick my money up after I'm done with it. You know what I'm saying? My homeboys get mad at me when I go to the club with them, because at the end of the day, the only person getting tipped is the bartender, because they gonna give me a little more drink.
Okay, statement.
But I can appreciate the lap dance that she's doing on another dude. It don't have to be me.
You are
the same bitch.
So cheap.
All right, statement. Who would more likely say this? And how much money did that cost me? A man, of course. He would most likely say that. A man. Always about a man. He's always wanting to know, well, how much did that cost? Well, what do you got that? It's like, I got this 2 years ago. I just never wore it. I be lying. You know, women be lying. Like, we be hiding stuff. Like, there's so many women that come into my job buying stuff, and they're like, oh, my God, my husband's going to kill me if he know I bought this. Can you please put that in a little bag so I can wrap it up in my purse?
Yeah.
Like, they be for real.
Because they just spent the light bill on a teddy or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, really? For real?
they be for real. They be like, can you wrap it in a little bag? And then I'm going to just put it in my purse. Because if I go out there and you see it, he going to be like, what is that?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, y'all are too much. That's when you need to, that's when you have a problem.
Sometimes I can shop and then hurry up and run to my closet, throw it in my closet, and then come on out like it ain't.
And then when I put it on, he be like,
later on down the line when I put it on, he be like, where did you get that from? I've never seen that before. Oh, I've been had this. We've been in the closet.
Exactly. You be lying. You be like, well, the tag is still on there. I ain't never wear it. Remember?
I already still have a lot of stuff with tags on it anyway, but the newest, he wouldn't even know.
Exactly.
If your girl come out of the store with a whole bunch of small bags, go on and take the credit card from her, man. The smaller the bag, the more expensive the object.
All right, yeah. Statements. Who is most likely to say this? I'm better off doing it myself.
Girl,
definitely a woman.
I say that all the time. I say that all the time.
I can't even deny that because I've been mad at her
all day.
For real.
And then after y'all screwed up, then y'all want to come get us. You know what I'm saying? don't come get me when you made a bigger mess than what it was in the first place.
You trying to throw pebbles, huh? You trying to throw
apparently.
Don't come get me after you done made the mess worse than what it was. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we have a caller who wants to chime in, so we're going to bring them in. Make sure you guys turn down your radios. Don't have your phones on speakerphone because I cannot hear you, and I will hang up on your motherfucking ass. Okay?
Y'all don't be mad at us. She's been using the phone for about 9 months now. She's frustrated.
Exactly.
Hello.
Who? Who is this? Okay, I can't hear nothing you saying. Didn't you just hear me?
Hey, brother, I think you need to get, you know, people don't use those brick cell phones no more, man.
You stupid.
Speaking to Mike Carolyn.
Oh, now we can hear. Okay. What's popping? Hello. What's popping? How you feeling? What's good? Arrivederci. Like, what's up?
But I don't think
it's good
either.
Hello?
Hello? Hey. It's like pulling teeth trying to get you to say hello. Hi.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm good.
So you want to jump in on the conversation tonight, which is how much is too much? How much sex do you think that you should have with your partner? Okay, so he's a little scared.
He's a guy,
just like a man. When it's time to perform, he can't do it. You know what I mean?
Hey, listen, bro, you gotta call back. You making it bad for us now. There's no putting up with him now, man.
Just like a damn man. Lord. Time to get things popping.
Okay.
He get a little limp. You know what I mean? He can't hold her. He can't hold it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're going to jump into another question. Jump back into the game. Oh, Lord. Somebody's calling in. About to get cursed out. So, on radio, who's this? Where are you calling from? Okay, I'm gonna need you to get closer to the phone. I'm gonna need you to get closer. Is he on speakerphone? Are you on speakerphone?
I'm calling from the east side.
Take it off speakerphone. Okay. What's poppin'?
What's good, yo? How y'all doing this season?
Oh, good. Great. Awesome. Fantastic.
One time we got another dude on here to help me out, man. Getting jumped.
My boy said I got the brick phone, man. I'm trying to get it together. What's going on?
Hey, that's what's up. See, the reason why we got the brick phones because they spending all the damn money. You know what I'm saying?
They spending all the damn money on the brick shoes. I can't buy me another phone.
All the money. They got Galaxy 3s. We got the old brick phone. You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
I got a brick phone.
Y'all.
She got the Martellas on.
I'm going to need y'all not to come up on this show popping your gums.
Oh, man, we don't want no problems. How y'all doing this evening, though, like?
We're good. We're good. Awesome. So y'all want to jump into the conversation?
Y'all should be tired.
I'm not tired. I'm actually a little horny.
Shit. Three months of her tour, she should be wide open.
Exactly.
Let it curse by amen. How y'all? All right, well, what's going on this evening? What's the topic for tonight?
All right, so we're talking about how much is too much in a relationship. We're talking about sex. How many times do you want to get freaky in a day? How many times do you think that it should happen?
If we can do a trillion times frontwards and backwards, I'm down with it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Just like a guy. I don't even know why.
He's
like a man. He's just ready.
Yeah.
Ready.
It's so much when you bust a nut, don't nothing but air come out. Just like.
and
you know what? Y'all are
don't nothing but air come out, dog.
That's nasty.
Get it so much you bust a nut, all the milk come out.
So when it's
really? I feel like this. Because with me, like I said, I can have sex and be sick as hell. I mean sick, like a dog. And I'm still horny. So it's like, listen, I'm going to lay on my back. You get on top and you do what you got to do.
I feel as if it's a point where sex is too much if you probably like in a detrimental situation such as you leaving a funeral or you mourning or something. I feel like, okay, now is the time to excuse the sex. But you know what?
People are hornier when there's a death or when they want somebody to console them. Like the pussy be wet. So, I mean, how you just gonna stop that?
She's smart enough, she might get it in the coffin.
Exactly. Hey, listen, I'm trying to get it after the funeral so I can feel better. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying.
So this is like a drug. This sex thing is more like a drug than anything.
Yes, sex can be a drug. Absolutely. Yeah. Certain people, definitely. Mm-hmm. They take it to another level. Like, they be having sex just with anybody.
People are the only animals on the planet that have sex for recreation. It's got to be a good thing, man. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Praise the Lord, saints.
May the church pay.
Amen.
And back to condoms, you know what I'm saying?
Amen. Okay. I concur. All right, guys. So I'm going to ask another question. And since I have you guys on the line, I'm going to ask you guys too. Who masturbates more, men or women? God.
I believe females masturbate more, honestly.
I'm trying to agree with you on that one, brother.
Men do masturbate more than women, but it's not that much more. It's like right there. You know what I mean?
I think a woman took that sentence. Listen, you go to any porn store, That the entire porn industry is geared towards women, but sex toys are concerned.
Well, definitely, I do feel like it is geared towards women, but men like it more. You know what I mean? And I, like I said, it's only a little bit. Men masturbate only a little bit more than women. It's not even a lot. It's like 10%.
I don't know, man. Like, y'all are able to come like 4 or 5 times in a row.
I know.
Okay.
I'm so tired.
I might not even be able to show up to work the next day or nothing. You know.
Gotta have a 5-hour engine shot in the hallway next to me. Like, oh, girl.
All right, so we have somebody else who maybe they don't want to join the conversation. But anyway, yeah, like, it's very tiring, and it's crazy because women, the fact that women can come over and over and over is very exhausting. It's like, damn, can you just stop touching me for a second? Because I'm going to come again if you touch me. So I just feel like y'all can be insensitive
all
sometimes.
All y'all to get your Pokemon Squirtle on, you know what I'm saying?
You could be really insensitive sometimes. I just feel like, you know, y'all don't think about us. Y'all just think about y'all. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've known men who be like, oh, I just want you to come. I just want to see. I just want to make you come. And it's like, listen, don't do that.
Listen, what y'all fail to realize is that's when we get up and do the big boy dance. When we done knocked like 4 or 5 out of y'all sitting in the bed laid up. Gotta ask us to pass you the towel and, you know, wipe the sticky off. You know, we get up, we go get the rag, and we in the bathroom
I have a question. And before I ask this question, I'm going to let the next caller join in. So, all radio, who's this? Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, I was about to say, he got the brick phone.
I already had the brick phone too. I was gonna say we should have at the same place. What's up, Whisperman?
Whatever.
What's up?
So my question, since I have everybody on the line right now, we are gonna be talking. I'm gonna be asking a question in just a second. My question is: would you ever be with somebody if they didn't want to have oral sex? Like, if they didn't want to give you oral sex?
I definitely don't think I
can
be with them.
Hell
why?
No. I'm going to answer that question.
Fuck you. Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no. To the motherfucker.
Hell no.
All
the men say no.
That shit going out like that.
All the men say no. We say we ain't going to say no hallelujah to that one in this church.
You will not come
to the hallelujah, man. Y'all really ain't talking about shit, man.
The thing is, I could be with somebody and not, you know, get oral sex. I'm good. Because y'all don't know what the fuck y'all doing anyway. So it's kind of like,
He might not know what he's doing. But old Chris over here, he's that pussy like the Last Supper.
I'm telling you.
Now Moses sitting at the end of that motherfucker. Get me. I have all your pockets. Peter Paul, all the motherfuckers. That nigga, that was good, boy. He's good.
I'm just saying. I have, out of all the experiences I've had as far as oral sex goes, they were horrible.
Hey, you're not driving the bus, but you're supposed to direct them. You know what I'm saying? Tell them what to do. We listen.
Listen, I don't want to have to tell you. That just messes up the mood for me. I just need you to be in there and get the thing done. Get it done. I don't want to have to tell you nothing.
And that's why all your dudes are chewing on your ass, because you ain't telling them what to do.
I'm just like, and then it don't even feel like they down there, because they just be like, and you know, I get super wet. So it's like they be, you know, falling off of it, and it's like, listen, what are you doing? Like, get off me. Just move. I'm done.
Oh, man.
I'm good.
These guys are horrible. Who you dealing with, Count Dracula?
Apparently.
Do they have a Eating Coochie for Dummies book?
No, but they need to get that. Hey, but man, you know what? They have like the YouTube videos where they show you like how to eat
pussy.
And I'm sure you need to watch.
How you know?
Fellas, if you do not know how to eat pussy, go on and Google that motherfucker, man. Go on and Google
it. Ignore it. It just surprises me that these females actually go find a video for these niggas to do this.
Yeah.
My thing is, the first time, I'm going to tell y'all this, the first time I ever ate pussy, I didn't know what I was doing. I just imagined how I would want it to feel, and then I did. And it was good. You know what I mean?
Tell your man how you want. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to have to tell you. I just want you to do it.
Hey, listen. Not every woman likes it from the back.
You can't read your mind now. We male. We ain't like it.
Listen, I don't think it's that hard. You can only do it so much.
Sex is about communication.
You can only do this so much. I just feel like you should just know. Like, men should, like, take a class when they're younger and, like, just... You know, talk about the vagina, the clit, all that. Y'all just need to get it together.
Hold on. Tell your man what he wants. All the time we be asking, we just want to know one thing all the damn time from y'all. What the fuck do y'all want? Spit it
That's
out.
All we want to know.
You want to know what I want? I'm going to tell y'all what I want. I want you to throw me against the wall, rip my panties off, and just... Fuck me. You know what I mean? That's what I want.
You're going to have more callers than the motherfucker now.
I just want you to beat it up. Do you understand what I'm saying? Beat it up, smack my butt, pull my hair.
I mean, get it in.
You know what I mean? Just get it in. That's all we ask. It's for y'all to tear the pussy up like it's the last pussy you ever going to get. That is it. That is all we want. And y'all can't even do that.
Shit me. I don't know who you been there with.
We go as hard as we can. We try to survive. We try to do our little performances, you know, put it down when we can.
That's the problem. Stop trying to perform and just do it. You know what I mean? Stop trying to do a whole little show and beat it up.
I think that's my problem. Don't listen to the big bad wolf, cause I promise you, a nigga whoop the real dick out on her. You know how they come out and do that? That pelvic block, fellas. I think she's a pelvic blocker. Women that talk that much have to be pelvic blocked. Holding the motherfucking hand up, talking about, wait, don't wait.
I'm not gonna lie. If I get somebody who is like, I mean, they really be tearing it up, like, I be pulling away. I be backing up. I be like, listen, shit now. Listen. I be like, wait, hold up, baby, they don't even be listening to my ass, they be like, no, take this dick, I be like, no, for real, stop, cut it out,
too much talk.
Stop it, no.
Jazz, the next dude you date, I'm going to spike his damn, two Viagra, how much you like him here.
Okay. It's so weird because of the fact that I like rough sex, but it comes down to it. It's like, if you can't be too rough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, call me a bitch every now and then, spank my ass, but don't be trying to choke me the fuck out. You know what I mean? Like, I can't breathe. Like, calm down.
You start having sex like that, you got to report him.
Exactly. It's like, you gotta
turn that nigga ass in.
I'm trying to enjoy it at the same time.
I'm not going to co-sign on that because I've been known to choke me a bitch every now and then.
Well, I have too.
All right, guys. We have another caller that wants to join into the circle, so we're going to bring them in.
Okay.
Tell All Radio. What's up? What's poppin'?
Yeah, this is my Oscar Walsh coming out about that Mad Town, Georgia.
That's
what's up, pal. What's happening, folks?
All right, we got us another one in there. What's good?
Oh,
goodness. Got some norm in the building.
All y'all are from Georgia. That's probably why y'all talking there. Y'all some freaky-ass Georgia are. They got some freaky-ass motherfuckers. For real. Y'all get it in. Y'all
gotta get it in. You know, it will catch it, man, anyway, you know what I mean? So, you know, you're going to get what you asked for, that anyway.
It's in the wall.
So I'm thinking that all you guys, since you're from Georgia, that you know how to eat the pussy. So I want to know what do you do?
Madonna,
you don't eat the pussy. You don't eat the pussy. Damn. Look,
yeah,
what do you do?
If you're not eating your girl, somebody's eating her ass. So you just got to know.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to know that.
Exactly.
Somebody else will.
I'm trying to know, like, can somebody from Georgia tell me how y'all eat the pussy? I mean, like, do y'all slurp on the clit? I mean, how do you do it?
Georgia? I mean, I would first like to say that, you know, we know all the directions in the South. So
there it is. But we already down at the motherfucking bottom, nigga.
I'm going to try for my bottom there.
That is a mess.
You know, so, I mean, if we know all the directions down south, I mean, ain't no way we can miss home.
And there it is.
You know, and that's really all to it. So that's the smurfing, the licking, the whatever. If we pull the girl off, it came off.
Amen. Amen.
You know,
Lord. Let me bring the caller into this. Hey, what's up? What's popping?
What's up?
What's good?
What's going on? I'm calling all the way from Florida. It's the Red Bull. I'm listening
from
on y'all.
Where?
On this Florida. Yeah,
I'm calling from Georgia, too.
We got us another
yeah,
bottom.
Florida.
We got us another Red Bottom.
Another Georgia
bottom.
Person. Lord.
Straight out
floor. Let's see it.
From the bottom, I hear y'all talking about eating pussy. What's
up?
Yeah. We already at the bottom eating that pussy. What's good?
So you know how to eat the pussy?
Yeah.
I'm saying, can you tell me how you eat the pussy?
I can tell you how to eat the pussy. Honestly, I want
go
to
ahead,
do lay down and throw them legs up. Let me spread them lips open and lick that click until you keep the wall.
Go on up and get it like a cocktail, nigga.
Yeah, like I'm trying to lick your intestine. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm going to tell that shit up.
Okay. He sound like he can eat the pussy good, too, because he's slurring and everything. He like, yeah.
That nigga better not head. Come nowhere near my girl. Nigga, you better not bring your nasty ass around my girl.
I was trying to lick the bottom of my heart, bro.
Shit, you ain't gotta worry about him coming around your girl. You gotta worry about your girl going to find him.
Shit.
Exactly.
You probably like
that.
I wonder
where he is. I hope she's not listening to this station tonight.
She's gonna be like, damn. Who was that? That was on the phone with you. Okay, where he at?
Where
is he at?
Let me talk to him.
Got
the pussy on the
a la carte
menu, you know what I'm saying?
He be trying to follow that nigga on Twitter. I need to stay
exactly.
My
game
up.
Exactly.
Yeah, lick it up.
Exactly. Well, you guys, I know we're having fun. We're talking about eating pussy. But since we're talking about eating pussy, we're going to get into my After Dark sex story.
Ooh.
Which is going to be very stimulating and relaxing for you guys. Just close your eyes, listen to it, get horny, get ready. You know, think about visualizing eating the pussy. All right, you guys, so we're going to go into that, and we're going to come right back.
Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. All radio after dark.
Wine for me.
Wine for me.
Wine for me.
Wine for me.
Will you wine? Jamaican queen.
Okay.
I'm an American king.
Let's get together. Make sweet love. Yeah. Let's get together. In mixed cultures. Let's get together. And change the world. Yeah. Why for me? Jamaican girl.
We're back. It's Tell All Radio. You are listening to. We were just talking about eating pussy. And who knows how to eat pussy? I mean, really. Do you guys really know what you're doing? Or are you just pretending? I don't know. We're going to bring some of our callers back in. Hi, callers. Did you guys like my After Dark sex story?
Yeah,
very,
yeah.
Very
well, good. A nigga got a good nut, man. Man, I ain't never nutted this much. Man. Ooh,
oh,
I should have took a picture of this and put it on YouTube. Hey, what? I ain't know this one was so good.
I really got into character. And I definitely, you know, use my vibrator to help me out.
You shut it down that time.
I definitely shut it down.
Well, sit on my face and you and your cyber, whatever you
OMG.
Hey.
Oh,
Listen, I'm trying to stimulate you guys, okay? I want y'all to be out. When y'all leave this show every Wednesday night, I want y'all to be like, God damn, I just want some motherfucking pussy.
Man, I feel good.
I want you to feel.
I believe I can break the world jump high contest right now.
It's
boy.
Okay.
Man, well, I know I let out a bunch.
OMG.
I let out about 5 pounds
of nuts, man.
I know.
Wow.
You need to keep going.
Y'all are definitely crazy. So I'm definitely going to do that every week.
I mean, we got another season along here. We ain't hearing too much from her, you know. We need to hear her side of this story. We need to hear y'all side of the story. What y'all feel is this needed to say? Can I reverse this?
You said what?
We need to hear y'all side of the story. How y'all feel as if this should be done? Give us
what, eating pussy?
Yeah, give us
yeah.
Okay, y'all want me to describe to y'all how I want to... Okay.
Hey, yeah, describe.
Hey, listen.
Wait a minute before you start. You need to cut it out.
Hey, yeah, I need to go back to him. I need to get
another
one too.
That's another nigga.
Hey, yeah, from that bottom.
Okay,
this is it.
All right, y'all. This is how I feel like men should eat the pussy. Okay. Now, I'm just tell y'all men this. Women, we like
you already sounding good. Hey.
Listen. we like to be teased, but not too much. So what you need to do is you need to lay her down on the bed.
Oh, man.
Kiss on her lips, down to her neck, and definitely lick on the nipples, because that is definitely a hot spot.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to move down her stomach to her belly button. Just kiss it.
Hold
lightly.
On. Let me get butt naked.
Not
hold
too
on.
Much.
Butt naked. Hold on. Take more of that.
Then you're going to move down. You're going to move down from her belly button to her hips. Make sure you kiss the hips because
the
even
lip.
Though it's probably not going to be like, oh, my God, you just kissed my hips, but it's very sensual. And women like sensual shit. So kiss on the hips. And then what you do is you spread her lips. You don't even have to touch it with your tongue because she's already going to be jumping because the pussy is wet. It's
blowing that thing.
It's ready. You know what I mean? Just, yeah, just blow on it for a bit, and I'm telling you, she'll probably come off her back. But don't stop there. Don't
I've been
stop
like,
there.
Will she ride my face there?
Listen,
yeah.
And that's the
you
thing.
About,
you guys
you
can't
about,
you guys
you
can't automatically
earlier.
Want us to get on top of your face. Listen, I'm going to need you to just let me lay down because I'm
yeah,
doing control of myself while you're eating it. You know what I mean?
I
want to be comfortable. I don't want to have to do
first.
Too much work while you, you know what I mean, while you starting off.
Yeah, see, I just sit down and have a one-on-one with the pussy, you know, to have a conversation with the pussy.
Exactly.
I
talk
speak
to the pussy.
Real well.
Talk to the pussy.
I don't see the practice.
Kiss
practice
the pussy.
Learn
you know what I mean?
Make love to the pussy. You got to make love to the pussy.
Exactly. Exactly. You got to be gentle with the pussy. Pussy, you can't be too rough. Especially when you sucking on and licking on, you gotta be jealous. The smallest touch will have her.
I'm
right.
telling
you, it's the best.
Exactly.
The
my
best
body language touch. Gonna tell you if you're doing
barely,
the right thing.
Barely touching it, barely licking it is like the best.
Mm. That shit pisses me off, but it feels so good at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like,
let me tell you what I did for the pussy one time. Let me tell you what I did.
Do for the what you do?
I took a banana in the pussy, right? Peeled a banana.
A what?
Put it
a banana, wait a minute.
I made her feed me the other hand.
You
a
nigga, boy.
Go. All the way to
you
her
bad end. Motherfucker, me know you.
A banana.
Hey, look, I just
like
want
to
learn.
Like
she could
have
heard a lot of times talking about she want to learn how to twerk and all that.
Just sit down and twerk on my face. I don't know all the other stuff. Just twerk.
Hey, man.
You gotta try it. Don't be trying it now. You gotta try it with a real dude. Know what he's doing.
Take your two index fingers, man. Go on in there and play with that G-spot, man. Only 3 inches backing up, brother. 3 inches backing up.
I'm gonna dive in.
I don't know. You got some
nah,
on can't hold it. Can't hold it.
I think my G spot is like my G spot is so deep inside of me that you can't even get to it. My G spot is too far back there. You got to really dig in that thing. Like you got to get in that thing. You can't just be playing around and acting. No, you got to be in there. Okay, to hit that G spot, you got to be in there.
And another thing, so you ain't got to ask a woman if you ate the pussy right. She going to let it be known.
Yeah.
She
going to
let
you know
about
that.
Wrap her damn legs around your ears. She's going to have a hard time breathing around
you.
You ain't going to be able to breathe, but you
going to
know it's good.
Somebody got to dig in and hell in my tongue can't do. I'm going to stick this pole up. Damn, all that other stuff. If the tongue can't, I'll just hold it back it up.
Because I'm not going to front. I had somebody eat my pussy one time. And if my toes didn't curl, I don't know what. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Stop. Just stop. Don't stop.
You don't stop. You don't stop a nigga with that?
Yes, I stop. I will stop your ass in mid-lick. I'll be like, bitch, get off me. I can't do it. If it feels, and the crazy thing about me is,
all niggas can't eat pussy though.
The crazy thing about me is that I will stop you if it's feeling too good. I'll be like, listen, shit, like I can't.
Me too. I
can
take it.
When they try to do that bullshit, there, that's when you got a strong arm to put.
Look now, don't take no risk.
That's when you gotta go and lay down, put an ankle behind your head, behind her head, and put that pole
in the pole. Really?
Nah, no. That is too much.
And fellas, ain't nothing wrong after you eat that pussy real good. At
every time, I go with a pussy, I'm trying to go balls deep.
You know what I'm saying? And after that shit soaking wet, ain't nothing wrong with letting her beg for that
balls
dick.
Deep. That's a new song, oh, balls deep. We going balls deep tonight.
Beg for that shit.
You said that's a new song.
That's a new song. We're going balls deep tonight.
Oh, OMG. Y'all are too much right now.
I really can say I got a good nut tonight, man. I mean, you were sounding so good, not only your voice, but how you were doing that thing. Man,
yeah, why you ever thought about being a phone set operator?
I've had a few people tell me that I should. But I couldn't be serious. You know what I mean?
No,
I would
have
laughing.
Yeah.
You know.
Your voice
will
make a nigga come.
You know what? Just off your voice. $9.99 you get paid. Your voice alone make a nigga come.
Y'all are too much. It's not that serious. Like, what is it about my voice that makes y'all like?
You know what it is. All you gotta do is look at a nigga's feet. You don't know what it is.
What?
You got a sexy voice.
Your voice, though. Now you got $1 million voice, though.
Thank you. I try. You know. Well, I try to make every man feel special.
Just do the same thing. Next Wednesday. Next.
Yeah, so
what y'all think about oral sex? Shit, a nigga trying to get his dick sucked too.
Yeah.
Listen, and the crazy thing about this is I would rather give than receive. I'm just like, listen, I want to make, I'm a pleaser. I'm a pleaser, and I want you to feel good. I want to see how good I can make you feel. I want to see your face when I make you come.
Yeah.
Like,
I want you to look at me when I fuck.
She already stuck in my mind.
You know how females just be looking up at you. You know how you get hit and females just looking at you. That shit just blow me. I'm a nigga like that.
I know that look.
You know that look.
I would be like,
I know that look.
They'll be like, damn, like what is going on? Like I'm trying to please you
at the same time though.
Don't look at me, cause if you're looking in my face, you're paying attention to the wrong goddamn head, man. Get your fucking look at what the hell you doing.
She just look up at you, man. Nah, man, she fuck around and look up.
She might catch it in the eye. She blind.
Hey, you are too much.
All that shit in the game.
That's your number, little sex on the
Because I damn sure don't want to spit it out.
All in a face.
Well, what type of tricks do these females
present?
Since y'all are talking about swallowing
and not letting nothing get out, listen, if y'all want a woman to swallow your cum, you need to eat some good food. You know what I mean? We don't want to be tasting all that damn grease.
But guess what?
Mine
don't taste like salt. I know I
had one. Oh, look, it's got
I gotta eat vegetables and start eating you some fruit or something, you know, tons of pineapple, apples, it's the same way with y'all female, y'all can't eat all that. I don't know about any other female, but I don't care what I eat, my pussy tastes and will always taste sweet as hell. So it doesn't matter.
It might be. I want to smell like water. That mean it pure.
And ladies, do me a favor, man. All you females that's listening, if you know your shit tart, don't want to pass to some greens, you know what I'm saying? Don't have a nigga running up on no talk pussy. Don't be saying all that damn
don't
first thing, Diana, because that shit really don't help. That shit just
fucks
up
easy like that.
Don't go on and go on and go on. How they say dush or dush? Don't get that
yeah.
all up in them, man. Don't bleed all that shit out.
First of all,
no.
I even eat a girl.
Ladies,
she gotta go take a shower. I'm just a clean nigga like that. She gotta go take a shower anyway. So that, I ain't even worried about that.
If she stank out if she got outside with this shit, ain't even gonna go down or not.
Exactly.
I'm gonna make
there's
my phone leave.
And
all I got to do is get up out of that situation. So if your pussy still stank out, you done goddamn use whatever soap
exactly.
you use out the towel, something ain't right about the situation.
But you know what? The reason, and I tell women all the time, do not douche. Do not douche.
Not
because what it messes up your like your pH
inside.
Balance, and that's where you get that odor from. Like that's what we have you steak because you dish too much. I'm gonna need to
a nigga,
that.
A nigga don't want to eat no stinking fish.
So okay, the one that's doing it every month.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Stop it. Don't do it on a consistent basis. Do not.
That pussy got to smell like watermelon.
The only thing stank that a nigga want to eat is chitlins. And he pour hot sauce on it.
Ew.
Well, less nigga want to
listen, if you eat chitlins,
oh, yeah.
I'm definitely not going down on you. I'm definitely not going to be cooking anything.
You that's real sensitive. That's off the subject, but I just wanted to bring that up in this little conversation. I'm going to blow my fad next time a girl get to bouncing on my dick too hard. My nut's real sensitive. That's another damn thing we should address on. Please, lady,
what?
Please be gentle with a nigga testicle.
Please, today, please.
That shit don't feel good. Being gentle with your testicle, you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna tell y'all something, cause I didn't know that y'all was that sensitive right there. And
yeah.
One time, I went down there and I just sucked a little too hard. He's like, "What the fuck?"
It's bad when you go to get your dick sucked and you think they done turned against you. You like, God damn.
Exactly. They're like, what the fuck?
You're going to hit on top of the head with your dick. Just.
Wow,
baby.
What's wrong with you, man?
Don't
hit her on
the
head.
What
did
I do to you?
Hit her
right
on top
of her forehead.
You hit one of the bars that sound like a champagne bottle popping. You like, damn, what did I do to you?
Y'all are too much.
You got to be real with the nuts, though.
I just want you to
y'all
sound the way you sounded last week.
That's just
this
like
week,
a nigga sucking on a female titty too hard. You know, that shit's sensitive.
Yeah, it hurts. Yeah.
Biting on the tits. You know?
Y'all are too much. Yeah, I can't. Y'all.
I just want to hear that same voice next week. I'm going in. I'm
well,
going for
well,
a while.
It will be the same voice because I will be the same thing.
I'm going for two nuts.
Okay.
Just like
Candy. Yeah, I'm going for two.
We're going to go into some music right now because I feel like shaking my booty a little bit.
Oh, shit. I wish I could see what the hell is on me. Who's on me?
Animal.
I feel like shaking my butt a little bit. So what we're going to do is we're going to go into some music. And then when we come back, and talk a little bit more. And then the show will be over. Aw. We're going to miss us. Okay, though. We'll be back next week. But we're going to go to some music. Shabba Rick. Let's go.
Papa tell them up. It's a Shabba thing. Suckling thing. Yada for him kick up. Rock wine. Sing. Ting-a-ling-a-ling. Sing. Band silent swing. Sing. DJ Ace got up in the ear boom rhythm. Sing. Ting-a-ling-a-ling. Sing. Dumpling, booyaka, for Shabba Rankin, Shabba Rocks disappear with your another man chin cho. Them are the done, to the beast, we have the key, put the done to the key and turn them in a donkey. Yes, them are the done, to the beast, we have the key, put the done to the key.
jockey and turn him in a donkey. Who they think they are? Yes, they can't allow me. I am the general in the DJ army. With that all the I am cross all the tea. I said all the gal them tickle fancy. And anywhere we go, y'all gone crazy. Listen, ling-a-ling-a-ling. Cool ding-a-ling. I find fast a pipe and dumpling. Some a ranking disappear with you and the mansion. So them a the dance to the busy of the key. To the dance to the key and turn them in a donkey. Them a the dance to the busy of the key. To the dance to the key and turn them in a donkey. You see, with the dance while it comprise of wine. You see, now come to put down wine in your body. You see, if you can wine, you hold your man and in Paris. You see, what be your style when you see your mate. You see, here's a try just but your mate not ready. You see, your mate look like she a bug bunny. You see, she a cartoon.
And then we are bait, just get the place. Sean Paul and too hard, they have to set things straight. And I didn't say the man for put them straight. Get them, say them don't wait. Now the bait, you up now? Check it. Well, woman, no one no bait. Them not gonna feel by your legs. If you accelerate, for not dead, them all you infiltrate. Woman, them all you tear down them wall and them gates. In a year, what mistakes? Woman, no one no bait. Them not gonna feel by your legs if you accelerate. For not dead, them all you infiltrate. Woman, them why you tear down them wall and them gates in the year. Well, woman, I wanna coat from an ambush where you are. You fit tell that for tear off your suit. Them not wanna do it whenever you know the mood and them no one a little boy with no girl as it soon. Well, I know nothing say we either. You know the girl, them pathway, man, a slide and a glide is a natural thing for we collider. For doom argument, legs be divider. Get to ride, woman, no water bait. Them not gonna feel violated if you accelerate.
yes, no, yeah, well. Not so like a fruit from the tree. Yellow gets right, so root boy, power, no matter play. Not say sex in him, Queen B. But to make a big and a wait for Nandy, and a free well. She wants a crofitera. Eat a little love in and see why you're John Era. But you fair, you know your heart, you know one figure there. Disappearance and fall in a pair. You know, yeah, woman, no one of it. Them not gonna feel by your legs if you accelerate. One of them, the more you hit full chase. Woman, the more you tear down them wall and them gates. You know, yeah, one mistake. Them not gonna feel by your legs if you accelerate. One of them, the more you hit full chase. Woman, the more
you. All right, guys, we're back. We're back. We're back. Hello, all radio. Tonight is Rasta night. So, of course, I had to play some of my favorite reggaeton music. Are y'all feeling that? Y'all happy? Y'all was shaking y'all butt? I was shaking my butt. Absolutely. I'm always shaking my butt, though. I try. You know. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Don't judge me. I'm still learning. You know what I mean? But yeah, tonight was a super duper night. Awesome. Fantastic. We had a lot of callers. Shout out to the callers. We have two people still online. I'm going to bring them in. What's popping, you guys? Y'all still with us? Y'all still here?
Miss Jam. Miss Jam, I'm welcome back. I got to ask you something, though.
Yes.
You got a friend over there, and she acting all shy. What's up with that?
Cut it out right now.
I feel the same kind of way about that because she ain't said nothing.
Ooh, who is laughing at y'all?
I'm trying to see what she said.
Cut that out. Don't make me have to spank your hand. Cut it out.
Oh man.
Are we trying to get a hookup over the
wall? I ain't even know that taboo thing yet. We ain't home from around with that type of shit.
I'm sorry, I'm taking you guys. I'm taking
exactly.
That's why I said, cut it out.
Oh, you say, oh, y'all nigga. Oh,
yeah,
my bad.
That I mean, we can't hear your input. We still want to hear what you got on your mind.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I'm taking and I'm talking.
I'm telling
why I'm taking. I'm giving you my reason why I'm taking, because she put it down.
Okay.
I'm going to put it down. You're going to fall in love.
All right.
No, he didn't.
All right.
No, you didn't do that. Don't do that.
Oh, you
went
there then.
So we had fun. Tonight was an awesome night. Did you guys enjoy the music?
Yeah.
I
enjoyed it all. Most of all, the way you were doing that thing, man.
OMG.
Man. I mean, I can lay down on that right there. I ain't even got to get so pussy. I can lay down. I can lay down and be like, yeah, boy, I'm straight.
A cold shower.
Listen, I try to make you guys feel extra special.
That's my job.
Help you out too.
Listen, you can't help me.
Okay.
I'm just helping y'all. You know what I mean? But yeah, it takes a long time for me to get there. And y'all don't have that much time.
Dang,
you know,
got time.
I mean?
Oh, okay. So, listen, that's not true. It don't take a lot of time if you know what you're doing.
It does take a lot of time, even if you know what you're doing, because you know why? My pussy will not settle for less than what she deserves.
Yeah, you know.
The mind of her own.
They really can say the energizer better out there, so I can go just as long as
you
can.
I'll make you throw away them energizer batteries, them all the little tools you got. I'll make you throw all that away.
We can use that. Why you gotta throw away?
We don't need that, though. I'm the energizer bunny.
You'll be having a yard sale on it.
OMG.
Be out in the front yard selling that shit.
I get it to your other home, girl, because you don't need that shit no more. You got a real vibrator. I feel your vibrator.
OMG, you guys. Y'all are making me blush. Stop it right now. Man. Cut it out.
Hey, don't y'all always wonder what the radio host look like?
You wondering what I look like?
We always wonder what the radio host look like.
I know one thing. I know what she sounds like.
I'm sexy as hell. That's what I look like. Mm. You better ask. You better ask somebody.
Who am I asking? I'm asking you.
I'm sexy. That's all you need to know.
Who I need to ask?
Hold on. Pass.
Yo.
You on here?
I tried to drive through the city under the limits. I ain't want to be known, but since I done been put out there on Front Street, and I must confess, she accused me to testify, y'all. She bad ass.
She bad.
They are up.
Y'all can go online and look at them. You know what I
mean?
What line do we need to go on? OMG. Go.
OMG, you naked?
I'm black. No, I'm not naked. Oh, my gosh. Okay, guys. I appreciate you. I'm cutting them off because they are too much right now. And it's time to go. So, love you guys. Appreciate you. Come back next Wednesday. Kick it with us. We're going to have a lot of fun like we did this time.
Yeah.
Shout out to my co-host, Miss Sexy K.
Yeah. Good night.
Shout out to my other co-host, Prince. Shout out to you for coming on and kicking it with us.
Hey, man, anytime. You already
know. Absolutely. So, all right. So, make sure you guys call in next week.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio Live.
What's up, world? This is your girl, Princess Jazzy, and you have now tuned in to Tell All Radio, where we talk sex, love, relationships, and everything in between. So,